Chapter 37. Kristoff. This time, Rosmarin entered the temple first, and with a deep breath, I followed her in. This was the last place in the world I wanted to be, but it was the only place I needed to be. That revelation kept my feet moving. The first room was mostly as we left it. However, the stone altar in the middle that was bare before now had a book opened on it. I glanced at the book as I walked by, but I had to double-take when I saw the picture on the page. It was an image of a feathered serpent. Kukulkan, I mumbled, worry spiking as the image confirmed our worst fears. When Sahar entered the room, I pointed at the book. She looked at it, and then at me with a somber expression. Then Jasmina bent down over the tome. Her dreadlocks fell down around the altar, shielding her face, but she let out a hiss.
"He's begun the ritual,"
she breathed. "Prepare yourselves," Sahar instructed us. Not that she needed to, but her calm words helped me focus all the same. I fought back the growing fear rising from the pit of my stomach and up my chest and neck. We had all been afraid enough when Sophia told us what might be sleeping under the temple, but this was evidence. If Jasmina was right, and I had no reason to think she wasn't, Zillin was waking up the sleeping beast. With our weapons, physical and supernatural, at the ready, we descended the first set of stairs. The familiar, cool darkness of the temple engulfed us as we came into that first hallway. Although it felt good to be out of the jungle's balmy heat, the temple air felt dense and eerie. We grabbed some torches from the wall, and Jasmina lit up her staff as we climbed over the rubble left from our previous time at the temple.
"What happened here?"
Michaela whispered as she stepped over the rocks and debris. "The mummies. They broke out of the walls after Zillin completed some kind of spell," I uttered as I looked back at the fawn.
"They were just in the walls?"
she asked incredulously.
"Yep, that's right,"
Rachel deadpanned from behind Michaela. Michaela just shook her head in disbelief, but she showed no signs of fear or regret for coming on this perilous trip with us. Even though they had offered to go, I still felt bad that we had dragged Michaela, Jace, and Lynx into this. We could use all the help we could get, but I wasn't even sure if we would make it out of the temple alive, especially if Kukulkan woke up. Rosmarin led the group through the maze of halls, stopping us at any doorway so she could peek in. This time we ran into a few enemies, mainly mummies. Some wandered around the temple as mindless as zombies, and some even returned to their spots in the walls with nothing else to do. We found the room we had discovered on our first visit with signs of the campfire and blankets, and the thought crossed my mind that this was where the sorcerer had been sleeping. I quickly glanced around the room as we passed by, but there were no signs of him. How he had entered the temple in the first place, I had no idea. When we had been on the bottom floor in the large chamber, the sorcerer seemingly appeared out of thin air. Maybe he had snuck into the room when we weren't paying attention, but it seemed more likely that he had come in from another way. Perhaps he had been in the room the whole time and used guile or magic to hide from us. Either way, I didn't want him to sneak up on us again, so as we wound our way through the temple, I kept an eye out for any secret entrances or signs of the crazy man. While I saw nothing else, I felt an increasing tension in the air and in our group. The tension continued ratcheting up as we navigated the maze and closed in on the bottom chamber, and a new sensation joined that tension. The air vibrated with magic, almost like in the Carwyn Forest, only the magic there was calming and refreshing. This magic felt oppressive and strange, and it was like something I had never felt before. I knew Sahar and Jasmina could feel it as well, probably way more than I could. But did my other companions? Or was this some other new sense of my superhuman body? After we had killed a few wandering mummies and descended several floors, Lynx and Jace pushed past Rosburn and me to the front of the group.
"Sorry,
We can't let you go first, Your Highness, Jay said to Rosmarin as he patted her shoulder. If something happens to any of you, we'd never forgive ourselves. Lynx whispered. Rosmarin looked at me, and I shrugged as if to say, if that's what they want. With that, we continued on, the two guardsmen now taking point. Lynx cut down a mummy that stumbled from the wall and then led us into a room after he checked to make sure all was clear. After we all filed in, he asked, so what's the plan?
Find sorcerer, kill sorcerer,
Rachel stated with her usual bluntness.
Assuming we even find him,
Rosmarin continued,
it would be best to catch him off guard if we can.
And what if he's awakened this devourer of worlds? I asked.
Then we kill them both.
Sahar finished. Do we really even know what we're up against? I asked.
I wish I could tell you more about the sorcerer, but he's been blocking my vision.
Sahar lamented.
Then how do we even know that we can kill this guy?
Michaela interjected. I think our best option is for some of us to distract him while the others attack. Sahar and Jasmina can also use their magic to protect us from his own spells, and that might give us the opening we need to succeed. I offered, hoping that was a decent enough plan.
That is a wise course of action, considering how little we know.
Rosmarin added, a point the others agreed with. With as fleshed out of a plan as we could make, Lynx continued leading us through the labyrinth until we reached that recognizable staircase leading into the bottom chamber. We had seen no signs of the sorcerer, so if he was anywhere in the temple, it would be in this final room. Lynx descended the stairs and motioned for us to follow. Slowly, we crept down until we were all huddled at the bottom of the stairs. I looked into the dark room. The far end where the serpent throne sat was lit up in green light as the sun streamed down through the square opening in the ceiling. Otherwise, the room seemed empty and still. So, Lynx and Jace crept out toward the center of the room where the altar was. That, of course, was when suddenly the room lit up.